Bank of Cardiff, Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Keisha Curtis, returning, I guess, your email.
Hi, Keisha, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I called the number that was on your registration, and, like, she was very rude, so I didn't know if that was your employee or if it was a different business or what was going on.
Okay, what number did you call?
Let me see. Pull this up here. It was 479-464-9555.
Yes, that is our number.
Okay. Yeah, I asked for you, and she told me not to call again, and just kept hanging up on me. And then I tried calling back, and she just refused to answer the phone, or she kept picking up and just clicking it. So I was like,
Okay, I will address that as soon as we get up here.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I just want to let you know. It's just, I was like, all right, I guess I got the wrong number because.
Nah. And we get sales calls constantly, so I know.
I totally understand.
A lot of my calls, but yeah, no.
I totally understand. No problem. So I'm calling because you were interested, and I just kind of wanted to touch base and see where you were at and what you were looking for specifically.
Well, I really don't know. I got that thing in the mouth. So I thought, I just wanted to know what it was about and my options and just things like that.
Definitely. Okay. So are you looking more towards equipment or working capital?
Working capital.
Okay. And what would you be using the working capital for?
Mainly to do buy new product and stuff. Get ready for the winter.
Cool. What type of business do you have?
Screen print and embroidery.
Oh, nice. Okay, screen print and embroidery. And are you 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Great. And how much were you looking for?
I really honestly don't know. I'm just kind of, I don't know what options or what I'd even qualify for if I would. And so I don't know. I'm just kind of looking.
Just kind of, okay.
See what options you have.
Sure. Well, let me ask you a few questions, qualifying questions, and then I can kind of give you an idea of what we could do for you. What are you guys doing in sales this year? What are you trending?
We usually do about 260 to 300,000 a year, typically.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business for?
11 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So just kind of off of that info right there, I can generally free up about 10 to 15% of what your sales are. So you're looking anywhere between 26 to 40,000 to what I can free up. Now with this money, it's unsecured. So what's great about that is that we don't tie like any of your assets. We don't put your house as collateral on it. We literally give you the money based on your business. And with you being over in business over 10 years and your sales, we give it to you and we basically hope you pay us back. So with that, the interest rate is a little bit higher. We actually don't have an interest rate. It's a fixed payback. So how long of a term would you be interested in?
Well, I mean, again, what options and what interest rate and things like that do you have?
Sure. So our options for term-wise go from anywhere from 3 to 24 months starting off. We do have up to 36 months, but that's usually for, like, our returning customers. Usually when we first start off with you, it's a little bit of a shorter term just to see if you can handle it. And if you're able to pay it back, we want to make sure that, you know, with it being unsecured, that you're able to pay it back. The rate really depends on how much you take and how long you take it for. So kind of how the process works is I send you an application, you fill it out, you give me some bank statements, and I get you approved. Once I get you approved, we'll go over the numbers specifically, like the amounts you're able to get, the term of how long, and once you choose that, then you kind of figure out how much you'll be paying back. I really don't have like an actual number to give you right now because it really depends on what you look like on paper. How would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
No, my personal credit is not good because of a divorce and I'm in the middle of a lawsuit that I've been in for 3 years.
Okay. Do you have any bankruptcies or tax liens on there right now? Okay. Well,
I'm not
the good, Okay.
I mean, I'm not in bankruptcy, no.
Okay. Well, the good news is that this loan is not based off of credit. So it's a small factor. But what we're generally looking at, and for you specifically, is your time in business. So you've been around. You're established. You're not going to take our money and go somewhere, right? Your business is most likely your livelihood. So we understand that. And we feel comfortable in lending that money to you because of, you know, we want you to make money off this money because we're a relationship-based bank. That we only deal with business owners. So we feel like if we can give you the money and you can make money off of it and help grow your business, when you're ready to grow next time, you're going to come back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want.
Okay. And what kind of fees are associated?
There is no really any fees that we charge for, you know, for these loans. It's literally the amount that you're looking for, and then there's a payback on it.
Right. So, and is the payback daily or monthly, or how is that?
So, we have multiple options. We have a daily payback option, we have a weekly option, and we have a monthly option. Do you have one that you would prefer?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's all the same thing. You know, you're going to pay the same amount regardless whether you go daily, weekly, or monthly. It's just broken down differently.
So, basically, if I chose to pay it off early, I would still be paying the full amount.
Well, not necessarily. I have multiple programs where some of them have a discount if you pay it off early.
Oh, okay.
So we do have some programs where there isn't a discount, but I do have some programs where there is a discount.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so I would shoot for the ones. Obviously, I'm going to try to get you the best rate possible. I'm going to try to get you on the best program as possible because, I mean, we want to earn your business.
Okay.
So the best thing I can do is get you an application. I can send it to the email I just sent to you a few minutes ago. And then I need 6 months of your business bank statements and your most recent tax return. Did you guys file 2015?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Then, yeah, just send that over to me. I can get you an answer in about 24 hours after I receive all the documents from you.
Okay, and then are you going to pull my personal credit and do all of that? Do you need information on that?
We do. So we do pull it, but it is a soft pull. Okay. We do look at it. Like I said, it is a small factor. We just want to make sure you don't have any bankruptcies or crazy tax liens on there. If you do have tax liens, it's still not a problem. We actually still work with business owners that do. But as long as they're not like $1 million tax liens.
Yeah.
You know, like
Just so you know, just so you have it for the file, when you pull it, I went through a divorce 4 years ago, and it was really, really, really bad. So you can see on my credit, was spotless until then.
Okay.
As soon as he left, my house flooded. So I have been in a lawsuit with my mortgage company. So on my credit report, it actually shows foreclosure, but it's never been foreclosed on, and I have documents that I can send that showing that it's not foreclosed on. I mean, I'm still in the house, and I just actually refiled another lawsuit just last month. So it's an ongoing process with them, and it's driving me crazy. But it shows foreclosure, but it is not in foreclosure. It never has been, and I have documentation showing that. So
Let me write
down. It's said that for 3 years now.
Okay. So it says foreclosure, but you can provide documents.
Yeah.
Showing that's not perfect. All right.
It's not in foreclosure. But I have been in a lawsuit with them for over 3 years now. So
I don't blame you. That's got to be a horrible thing to go through. And then
done. I'm so over it now. And it's like So we just filed another lawsuit, and I just told my attorney. I said, "Okay, this is it. I'm done."
Dang.
So hopefully, I can get it all resolved. You know, in the next few months, because I'm just wore out.
Yeah, absolutely, and it sucks because you can't do much on your business, right? Because everyone looks at your credit.
I can't do anything.
Yeah,
I can't do anything. So it's horrible. Yeah,
I totally understand.
So not only did the divorce kill me, but now the house flooding kills me. So you know, it's just work in progress. But
it
will show up out there, but it is not, and I can get you documentation showing that it's not.
Perfect. Okay.
If needed, so.
Yeah, if they ask for it, then I already notated on your file here that I can ask you for it, which is perfect. I'll send over the application to you in about 5 minutes or so. When do you think you can get everything back to me?
I'll work on it this afternoon.
Perfect. And save my number if you have any questions. Give me a call. I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Okay. And two, if you have questions, email is easy with me because I'm always checking my emails at my desk. And if the phone, again, I'll address the phone situation, but if I'm with customers or something, I don't answer the phone. So
you got it. I will notate that right now. Email preferred.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Keisha. Well, I appreciate you calling me back, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.